congratulations, Sergio. How was your night?
Muchas gracias. First of all, thank you for having me here. And it was fun. I think as a kicker, you always want, I want every game to be a game winner. And I was just very fortunate and blessed that was able to have the opportunity. And give props to Peter and John Ryan. You know, they've been making it easy on me, you know, just to kick, you know, the past 6-7 games. So I'm just grateful for them. And, you know, obviously O-line protecting. And, you know, Taylor out there looking, man, he's looking good out there. So, you know, I was just very grateful for him to give me an opportunity to help the team.
4 for 5 on the night, the winner from 47 yards. When was the last time you had a kick that big with that much on the line? I mean, and not just a game. You had a season on the line for the Elks with that kick. When was the last time you had one that big?
I think the Grey Cup, the 45 yards, 45 yarder with like a couple minutes left to put Winnipeg up last year in the Grey Cup. So been very fortunate to have those situations and you know, to take advantage of them has just been a blessing.
I want to ask you about the kickoff because you had some options to try and kill clock, and I thought, I got a feeling Sergio's going to just step up and hammer it, and you did. So tell me about that kickoff and just the job of the cover team.
You know, Coach Shep told me to put all rice and beans and chorizo behind that ball, so that's what I tried to do that, right? And you know, there was a little slight breeze against us, but I was able to, hit it well. And I don't think Sask was, I think they were lined up a little bit ahead than, not as deep as they should have. And, right. You know, and it worked for us, right? And so just very fortunate to be able to stroke it well, especially against a slight win like that.
So a win like this, you're going to a bye week now. That's going to feel good. But just for the culture, the process, and obviously the other factor is you stay alive in the playoff chase.
Yes, you know, it's always good going into, first of all, it's hard to get a win in professional football, right? So anytime you can achieve that, it's good, right? And so, you know, going into the bye week, yes! I'm going to be able to go home, enjoy some fresh homemade tortillas, rice and beans, good salsa from the family, the mother-in-law. So, you know, it just makes it even much sweeter than that, like that, you know what I'm saying? So I can't wait to be back in Texas tomorrow, see the family, you know, after a day like this. It's a blessing, you know, and at the end of the day, very fortunate to be in this situation.
Talk about going into the most important win you can get is the win before a bye week, right? I mean, that makes the bye week so much better.
Oh, 100%. You know, you go into the bye week, and it's like, first of all, we keep our playoff chances alive, right, which was the number one goal. And, you know, now you go into the bye week with hope, right? And at the end of the day, that's all you can ask for. And, you know, if we keep on planting the seed of faith, of hard work daily, you know, we do our part like we did tonight. You know, we give ourselves in Edmonton, the city of Edmonton, a shot.
Sergio, thanks for your time, man. Safe travels and enjoy your week off.
Thank you. Y'all have a good one.
Thanks,
right,
Sergio.
Sergio Castillo, down inside.
Taylor
you got a shout-out?
Yeah. Taylor Cornelius, he's the man.
And I think he's up next.
He is. I actually got him right here.
He's standing right beside you,
yeah.
Right? So we'll get the...
I'm not just a pawn in this game.
3 nights a week on Global.
They're putting targets on their back. Massive.
Drama.
I guess you could say I'm in a showman.
They're just so in love and so annoying. Enough.
Betrayal.
The guy just put up his best friend now.
And plot twists.
What is happening right now?
You'll never see coming.
If you're coming for me,
this is perfect.
I'm coming for you then.
It'll be a battle.
Like, it'll be war.
Big Brother Canada. All new Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Sundays on Global. Stream on Stack TV.